Ever heard of leopardology? Kiwi Bernhard, originally from South Africa, wrote a book a few years ago about what we can learn from leopards and how to hunt for profit in a tough global economy. The book was an instant bestseller, making Kiwi one of the most sought-after international speakers. One day, Kiwi gets a phone call from the Speakers Bureau inviting him to deliver the opening address at a very important Microsoft conference. Hundreds of vendors from around the world were going to be there, including Bill Gates himself. Even for Kiwi, this was a huge opportunity.
And I saw that the particular date that they were asking me for happened to be a Saturday, which of course is Shabbat. I immediately said, it's a Saturday, and as you know, I don't work on Saturdays.
The next thing he knows, Kiwi receives a phone call from one of the senior vice presidents of Microsoft, offering him an exorbitant sum of money.
He says, double, triple, what do you need? I'll send you the check, you write it. I said, John, it's not about money. It's about Sabbath observance. Bang, the phone slams down.
With no choice left, Microsoft had to change the date of the conference to Sunday so Kiwi could deliver his talk.
I said, great, I'm in for triple the fee. Just kidding.
A few months later, Kiwi got a phone call from this senior vice president at Microsoft who shared with him how he had just been with Bill Gates in his private jet with a bunch of top executives. And we're talking about Kiwi and the conference.
And John explained, he says, yeah, it was the craziest thing, you know. We had this guy, Kiwi, that was supposed to be the opening keynote speaker, and we just couldn't get him to commit to the Saturday platform because he's Sabbath observant. And John is explaining this to Mr. Gates, and he's saying, listen, we tried to make it happen, and we even threw money at him. He just wouldn't budge. He just wouldn't budge off the Sabbath. And John shares with me that when Mr. Gates heard this, Mr. Gates said back to John, that's what happens when you have something that money can't buy.
You know, Kiwi demonstrated one of the most fundamental character traits of a leader. Living a principle-centered life.
The most important leadership requirement that is out there is the responsibility and the requirement that people have as individuals to lead themselves towards themselves.
You see, leadership isn't about a position or a title that's reserved to a select few. It's about a conscious decision, a choice we all make every day about the type of life we want to lead.
The principled, value-based liver says, I will not consume the world, I will choose the world. The pathway to that is to choose values. And it takes leadership, both external and internal, to do that.
We live in a society that's constantly trying to convince us to live a quick-fix, pleasure-centered life. But a true leader is someone who chooses to center his life around principles and values that money can't buy, like honesty, loyalty, humility, commitment, and compassion. Only when it's these type of principles and values that govern and guide every decision we make can we lead a truly happy, meaningful, and fulfilling life. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.
Leadership. It's not a position or a title, but an attitude to life. Join any of the dozens of interactive, informative, and inspiring sessions while spending time in the presence of Gedolei Yisrael. All this at the Agoda Convention, November 12th through 15th. Igniting the leader within. Listen, learn, lead.